Chapter 11, Unforeseen Trade-Offs. An Unforgivable Mistake. There is a saying in Tibetan, tragedy should be utilized as a source of strength. No matter what sort of difficulties, how painful experience is, if we lose our hope, that's our real disaster. Dalai Lama. In the morning, everyone was sitting at the table, having breakfast. Ethan didn't sit next to Pete as usual. Hassan looked at everyone and said, "Why a dreadful silence?" Andrew answered, "It seems not everyone is in the mood to talk." "I didn't get enough sleep," Kara replied. Kyle nodded in agreement. "I thought we talked about it," Hassan looked confused. "We are trying to figure things out," Kyle explained. "Stop wasting time. You are deeply in love with her, and she loves you. Everything else doesn't matter. So, stop acting like babies and try to be happy together. You are building a life together." Hassan then turned to the other side, "Pete and Ethan, you both need to have an honest long grown-up conversation to figure out what you both want. And you, Andrew, I don't know what is wrong with you, but find a hobby or a boyfriend. The sourpuss doesn't suit you. And John, today we have the annual blood test." Hassan lectured, and nobody argued. "I'm not too fond of needles," John hesitated. "You mean you are afraid of them?" Kara added. John nodded. "Why are you afraid of needles?" Kyle asked. "He has an extreme fear of medical procedures involving injections or hypodermic needles. It is called trypanophobia," Andrew explained. "Thank you for giving us the medical term, Mr. Talking Encyclopedia," Ethan mocked. "Don't mind him. He just a little moody this morning," Pete said. "Are you both okay?" Andrew asked. "I am okay," Ethan and Pete said in unison. Kyle showed concern, and they both said they are figuring out some issues just like Kara and Kyle. "I don't need to figure things out. She is the most amazing woman I ever met, and I love her deeply," Kyle responded. Everybody was in awe to hear such beautiful words. John then reminded Hassan about the Europe trip and request him to do his packing too, and Hassan agreed. "For how long will you be gone?" Kara asked.
2 weeks,
John replied.
2 weeks.
Pete repeated. After what they have been through, 2 weeks would be an excellent time to relax, Kyle added.
You are both lucky, Andrew said. You both deserve to be happy, Kyle added.
We will miss you both, Pete joined the wagon. The whole group gathered and did a group hug. After breakfast, everyone went to work. John and Hassan went to the lab to do the routine blood work. After hours, Hassan received a call from his doctor to redo the blood work again because it was a mixed-up between lab results. Hassan informed him that they would do it tomorrow. The next day, John and Hassan went to the lab. Hassan noticed that there were more tubes than before. Hassan asked the technician, and the technician said that the doctor ordered more tests and no need to be worried, it's just a routine. Hassan contacted his doctor, who said it's just a new routine. Hassan agreed but wasn't convinced at all. It's been a day since Hassan and John left, and everyone at home missed them already. Pete was leaving for his date, which made Ethan upset, and finally, Andrew found someone on a dating app. Kara and Kyle, on the other hand, were in total silence. Kara and Kyle were sitting on the couch. Kyle was switching from one channel to another. Kyle received a text message from Hassan saying, "Dance with her." Kyle smiled and switched to YouTube and picked a song. He took Kara's hand and danced with her. He wrapped his arm around her, and she put her head on his chest. "I need you, and I want you to need me back." Kara looked at Kyle and cried, "I am scared of losing you. I love you." Kyle smiled and said, "I am here. I won't leave you. I love you." Kara smiled and put her head on Kyle's chest, and continued dancing. Pete waited outside his date's building until his date arrived to go somewhere. Steve was the name of his date. Steve asked Pete to come with him to change his clothes before going.
Pete agreed and went with him. They entered the building and entered the elevator. At the elevator, Steve grabbed Pete hard from his private area and said, "I bet you like it rough with a roleplay. We will have so much fun." All the memory came back to Pete's mind like he was reliving the past but with a different person. The elevator's door opened, Steve stepped out of the elevator holding Pete's hand. Pete looked at Steve with a ferocious look and said, "I will never let anyone mistreat me again. I am a man, and if you can't handle that, I don't need you in my life. Now I am the bad guy." Steve questioned. Pete pulled his hand out and said, "That makes you the wrong guy." Pete left the building, and he was thinking about how he got himself in this situation. He took the subway to go back home. He arrived home and went directly to Ethan's room and found Ethan with someone in the bed. Pete closed the door and stood behind the door, thinking, "What I have done." He opened the door again and asked Ethan's date to leave. "What are you doing?" Ethan asked. "He needs to leave." Pete grabbed Ethan's date from hand. "Who are you?" Ethan's date looked confused. "I am his boyfriend, and now get out," Pete declared. The date left, and Ethan asked, "Did I hear you said you are my boyfriend?" "How?" "When I saw you with him, I felt I am about to lose you. It was an unbearable feeling. I am sorry I hurt you, I won't do this again," Pete grieved. Seeing Pete upset, Ethan told him the truth about the fake date. It was Hassan's idea to make Pete realize what he is losing. "Do you want to be with me?" Pete's eyes filled with tears. Ethan sobbed, "I am falling for you. You said you are my boyfriend. Do you mean that?" "More than anything," Pete smiled. Ethan moved close to Pete and hugged him. "I am tired. Can you cuddle me?" Pete said. Ethan put Pete on the bed and cuddled him. Pete closed his eyes and took a deep breath. Andrew was enjoying his date, Shane. They spent the whole time talking. After the date, he returned home happy, singing. He went to Ethan's room to talk about it and found Ethan holding Pete between his arms. "This day is getting better. How was your day?" Pete asked. "It was amazing." "What about your date?" Andrew asked back. "You are seeing me in Ethan's arms. What do you think?" Pete replied. "I am sorry," Andrew said. "Don't be. I am happy it didn't go well with my date. I already have a boyfriend," Pete smiled. "You heard him. He is my boyfriend," Ethan repeated. "You are both meant for each other. I am happy for you both. Can I lay on the bed and talk?" Andrew asked. All three of them laid down. Andrew said, "I love this house, and I just realized something." "Now, what?" Pete rolled his eyes. "Ethan is the only one here who almost dated everyone in this house. He was in love with John and Hassan. He took me on a date, and now he is finally with a boyfriend," Andrew answered. "Are you trying to sabotage my relationship?" Ethan slapped Andrew on his back. "Ouch, you are totally in love with Pete. The point you were attracted to unique people," Andrew cleared. "Are you saying you are unique?" Ethan asked. "Yes, I am," Andrew chuckled and continued, "everyone in this house is unique. We are a family," Pete added. "This is the most important part. Do you know John will propose to Hassan when they will come back from Europe?" Andrew broke the news. "They deserve to be happy," Pete added. "I hope everything will be as per their plan," Ethan wished. "What do you mean?" Andrew questioned. "He means every time John and Hassan were happy, something happens," Pete explained. "Oh, God. I hope nothing will go wrong," Andrew prayed, and Pete and Ethan amen to that. 14 days have passed, and everyone at home was waiting for them to arrive. Hassan texted Kara about an hour ago. Now they were about to arrive. Kara, Pete, Kyle, Ethan, Andrew, and Shane were waiting for them to arrive. Shane went to the washroom. After a minute, John entered the house with two suitcases. He dropped the suitcases and started dancing and shake his ass and was saying, "Oh yeah, I had sex on the beach. My ears," Kara covered her ears. "We don't want to know," Ethan added. "Leave him be. He is happy," Andrew took John's side. "Where is Hassan?" Pete asked. "Checking his plants," John answered. Shane walked back. John looked at him and yelled, "What is he doing here?"
"I have to go," Shane rushed.
"Why the rush?" John blocked the way.
"What is going on?"
Andrew looked confused.
"Why don't you wait for Hassan to tell you?"
John added, "I am leaving," Shane replied. "You are not going anywhere until we are sure you haven't taken anything," John gave a stare.
"Shane, what is going on?"
Andrew turned to Shane.
"Shane. That is new."
"His real name is Marco," John said.
"Someone tells me what is going on."
Andrew screamed. "He is another Patrick," Hassan replied while coming in.
"I don't understand."
Andrew looked upset.
"Marco, you need to leave.
I ever see you here, you know what I am capable of. Don't mess with my family. Do you understand?"
Hassan warned Marco. Marco left the house, and Andrew was shocked.
He didn't understand what is going on.
"Someone tells me what is going on."
Andrew had tears in his eyes.
"His name is Marco.
He was using you emotionally to get what he wants.
You deserve better," Hassan patted Andrew.
"Am I stupid enough to fall for the wrong guy again?"
Andrew cried.
"You are not stupid. Marco knows his game and creates this perfect illusion of the ideal guy for everyone he met." Hassan hugged Andrew and moved his hand as a sign for everyone to come and join for a group hug. Andrew wiped his tears and said, "I love you all." Then, he looked at Hassan and said, "Tell me, how was your trip?"
"It was great.
I lived all my fantasies," John said excitedly.
"So, you had sex on the beach.
What else?"
"Spill the beans," Andrew was intrigued.
"I don't believe you.
You told everyone."
Hassan blushed.
"Yes, I did.
Guys, you should see this video." John took out the camera.
"Stop it," Hassan put the camera down.
"No way, I want to see," Andrew grabbed the camera. Everyone watched the video, and Hassan felt embarrassed. He buried his face on John's chest. Everyone was laughing.
John looked at Hassan's face and said, "I love you."
"So, what happened with you guys?"
Hassan asked.
"I have a boyfriend now," Ethan yelled excitedly.
"Congratulations."
"I knew it," Hassan hugged Ethan.
"Kyle, any news?"
Hassan turned to Kyle.
"I am happy," Kyle smiled.
"We talked, and everything is great between us.
I believe we are meant for each other," Kara added.
"That's great," John smiled.
Everyone looked at Andrew.
"I am here sitting between you guys.
I thought he liked me," Andrew looked upset.
"Look at you, who doesn't like you?
You are funny, smart, cute, and sexy," John responded.
"You forgot to mention stupid," Andrew added.
"Don't beat yourself because of someone not even worth it," Hassan said.
"I don't want to end up alone again," Andrew sighed.
"You are not alone," Pete put his hand on Andrew's shoulder.
"There is someone in my company who wants to know you, but I thought you are not interested," Kyle said.
"Now, you are telling me," Andrew blurted.
Kyle promised to give him Andrew's number. Andrew smiled, and everything was back to normal.
"I need to sleep.
Tomorrow we have an appointment with Dr. Mario," Hassan said.
"Can we reschedule?"
John asked.
"I will go and will inform you.
Is that okay?"
Hassan suggested.
"Sounds great," John said.
Hassan went to his room to get some rest.
John made sure he was in the room so that he won't hear his plans.
I need your help all, John asked.
He wants to propose tomorrow, Andrew whispered.
Why are we whispering?
Pete whispered.
He doesn't want Hassan to hear his plans, Ethan stated.
Stop whispering.
It is creepy, Kyle said.
Everyone laughed.
Tomorrow, I will propose to him at a romantic diner here at home, John informed them about his plans.
What do you have in mind?
Andrew asked.
I have many ideas, but I am not sure exactly, John looked confused.
Leave it for us.
Just focus on the proposal, Kara suggested.
I am very excited for you.
What do you have in mind?
Kyle asked.
I want something simple but very romantic, John stated.
I, Captain.
Kara responded, you kids make me proud, Andrew looked happy.
Everyone was looking at Andrew, welcome back.
Everyone laughed and discussed what they have to do and how John will pop his question.
Everyone looked excited.
In the morning, everyone was happy and enjoying their breakfast.
Hassan was anxious, but he didn't show.
He looked at John and smiled.
He then left home to the restaurant.
But instead of going to work, he was on his way to Lake Ontario Park.
Hassan couldn't figure out what is happening to him, why he was anxious.
Everything seemed in slow motion.
Finally, he arrived at Lake Ontario Park and sat on the bench.
You don't look well, Nia said.
He is going to propose today.
I know that, Hassan said.
I won't say congratulations, Nia said.
Why?
Don't you want me to be happy?
Hassan asked.
More than anything in this world, Nia had tears in his eyes.
Then, why?
I love him, and he loves me.
That is enough for me.
It is time for you to move on, Hassan declared.
No, you're mistaken.
It is not the time.
Did you ask yourself why you are feeling anxious?
You already know the answer, but you are afraid to admit it, Nia said.
I can't lose him, Hassan responded.
You can, and you will, Nia said.
Why don't you let me go?
Hassan asked.
I will move on after you find the right guy, Nia declared.
John is the right guy for me, and this is my wedding plans, Hassan took out the album and continued, I don't care what you or anyone thinks.
I know he is the one.
Hassan held the album tight and looked at the water.
He spent hours sitting there and skipped the restaurant.
Finally, he stood up, walked out of the park, and took an Uber to his appointment.
He arrived at the medical center.
He waited for 15 minutes, then, the assistants informed him that Dr. Mario is ready for him.
Hi Hassan, I hope you are doing well, Dr. Mario greeted.
I am doing well.
How are you?
Hassan responded.
I am doing fine.
Where is John?
Dr. Mario asked.
He couldn't come.
He has some other stuff to do, but I am here, Hassan answered.
Dr. Mario started talking to Hassan and explained to him.
Hassan was listening and bleeding inside.
He was listening carefully, but it was painful.
Hassan was looking at Dr. Mario closely, thinking, is he serious?
Hassan was scared, terrified, and feeling immense pain.
The pain wasn't in one spot in his body but was everywhere.
Hassan felt the world stopped for a moment.
At this moment, he moved from his chair and looked at himself sitting at the chair with that sad look on his face.
He walked to the window and walked back to the chair and the world back to normal.
Hassan took the results in two envelopes with the prescriptions.
He walked out of the room and kept walking.
He cannot remember how long he walked.
He felt like the world was moving very fast, and he was moving very slow.
He felt pain in my chest, severe pain, and it won't stop.
Nothing is more frightening than a fear that he cannot name.
He held himself together and walked to the subway station, then get a bus.
Everyone who saw him on that day knew there was something very wrong with him.
All in his mind was one question, am I damned in this life?
He got off the bus and walked back to Lake Ontario Park. He was looking at the sunset and took a deep breath. After a while, he got up, opened his phone, and ordered an Uber because he felt everyone was looking at him, pointing at him. He got in the car, and his mind was crowded with his thoughts, but one question he had to answer: what am I gonna do now?